The Ballerine got the chocolates, and so did the Geelong and District Football League. 10-17-77 over Heathcote and District 10-8-68. It was an absolute arm wrestle all afternoon, and the co-coach of the Raiders, Mark McDowell, has been good enough to join us. Mark, congratulations firstly on the victory. Is arm wrestle a good way to describe the result?
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. It was an arm wrestle all day. And it wasn't until I think they drew to within 2 goals late in the game and looked like they're going to have a real run at us at the end. But we steadied the ship and ended up winning by, I think it was 9 points.
Talk to us about the conditions. Did you cop much wind at North Geelong?
Oh, look, it was a little bit gusty. It was favouring the Geelong end. It was definitely the scoring end, but conditions were pretty good, really. All in all, just a little bit of a swirly wind, and that was about it, really.
I spoke with Reece Holwell, your co-coach, during the week, and he said, bar about 2 or 3 players, this was just about the best side you could put on the park. If you were going to pick 22 blokes at the start of the week and go, this is who we want, you got most of them, and they did the job for you.
Yeah, that's correct. We had really good buy-in from players across all the teams in the league, and that was really pleasing to have that buy-in. I think it really helps when you've got a number of coaches that were involved in the days when, you know, myself and Brendan Forsman and Reece, obviously, all coaching at local level, and Werribee Central's coach also contributing on the day. So, and then you had Tony Dawson from Bell Post still having input as well. So, it was real, you know, there was really good buy-in.
Is that the way of the future, that we obviously, for the GDFL to stay internal, and that way you've got a really good handle on the players that you're working with?
Well, I think there's a lot of advantages with it. Number one is that you've got coaches involved that can influence players to put their hand up and play. And also, the coaches have a really thorough understanding on what the strengths and weaknesses are of the players across the GDFL. So there's a lot of upside to it.
Luke Wilson listed as your best player. Did he receive the Sid Jones medal?
No, he didn't. He played particularly well. You know, you look at the clearances. We ended up +9 for the day, so it was 14-5. So, and he played a really, you know, big hand in that, winning heaps of tap-outs. But Jack Kennedy Hunt won this Sid Jones medal, and look, he played 3 quarters. He kicked 5 goals, and that was half of their score. We only kicked 10 for the day, so he was had a massive influence over the end result.
Yep. My spies tell me he may have got hurt. Is it serious? I understand it may be a groin injury, Mark.
No, we understand. The physio diagnosed it as a cork tie, you know, a pretty good one. So we'll see how he goes. He'll be probably 50-50 chance of playing next week. Just depends on how the corky settles. You know, he might miss next week.
Yep. Other names, Sam Jacker, outstanding. Obviously, he's been leading from the front at Thompson this year. Dill Whitney, great to have him back in the competition and playing good footy, not only at Belmont Lions, but also at interleague level.
Yeah, if you look at some of the other stats, you know, I was talking about the clearances, that's where we were on top. And Dill Whitney's silkiness through the traffic was really noticeable there. And the other stat that we did really well was with our intercept marks. We were +8 for the day, and Sam Jacker was the king in that area. He probably took 5 or 6 intercept marks in the back line, which was really crucial.
Absolutely. Mark, we really appreciate your time. I suppose if there's any disappointment out of you, when is it the Ballerine one? So they stay a little bit ahead of you in terms of trying to get that game between the GD and the Ballerine happening one day.
Yeah, look, it'd be just fantastic if the GDFL and the Ballerine could meet. It'd be fantastic for Geelong and be a great spectacle, and would draw a massive crowd, I reckon. So it'd be great when it happens. Maybe not next year, but hopefully not too long in the future.
Yeah, if you keep winning, though, they'll keep separation on you. But it's great to see the GDFL winning a third straight game. Good work by you and Reece, and really appreciate you having a chat to us today. Good luck with Inverleigh next week.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks very much. See you later.